The U.S. House Ways and Means and Energy and Commerce Committees advanced the GOP repeal of the Affordable Care Act Thursday. The votes came despite widespread opposition from the healthcare industry, senior citizens, reproductive health providers, and advocates for the poor. The bill, officially called the American Health Care Act and euphemistically called Trump Care by some, moved forward on party line votes in both committees, even though there are still no official concrete estimates of how many millions of people stand to lose their insurance plans or how much the measure will cost. The bill keeps the pre-existing condition provision of the Affordable Care Act and still allows parents to cover their children until they are 26 years old. But it would remove both the requirement that taxpayers buy health insurance and the sliding scale subsidy to help those who do purchase policies afford the premiums. Instead, the GOP-sponsored measure would charge a penalty to anyone who lets coverage lapse and then seeks to buy a new policy and provides discounts based on age rather than financial need. Opponents say the bill will gut access to health care for many Americans and bankrupt many more. In the wee hours of the morning, Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy III took issue with one component of the bill that blocks federal funds not only from Planned Parenthood, but potentially from any hospital facility that provides abortion services. He was most concerned about the impact on roughly 11 million people in low-income families covered under Medicaid or eligible under Medicaid expansion.
A lot of the screenings that are done or would be available to those to that patient population around the country no longer are guaranteed coverage because of what you have written in your bill, because you repealed the essential health benefits for those 11 million people. So if they're not going to get them there anymore, and they're not going to get them through Medicaid, and you can't get them through Planned Parenthood, where are you supposed to get them? How is that supposed to happen?
Congressman Kennedy also railed against the legislative process that brought the measure up for a vote without a hearing on the underlying issues or explanations of policy.
And so here we are at 2:20 in the morning, trying to understand the rationale behind a paragraph in a 60-page piece of legislation that overhauls our healthcare system and how it's going to impact far more people than is initially evident in this bill. Far more people. Because you have to understand how these pieces fit together, and the impact that this could have on that population is devastating. And we can't even get any answers about it.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle expressed concern about the future for rural hospitals. Democrats introduced a raft of amendments. All of them failed. But a number of Republican amendments passed. One would let insurance company executives avoid paying taxes on up to $1 million in annual compensation. Another gave more than $400 billion in tax breaks to the insurance companies themselves. GOP lawmakers also amended the bill to lift taxes on prescription medication and health insurance premiums, money which offset expanding Medicare and funded subsidies for lower-income consumers. And they approved making tanning salons tax-free as well. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has not released numbers on the bill yet, but is expected to do so next week. For its part, the House Ways and Means Committee refused to delay action until after the numbers are out. The bill now goes to the House Budget Committee next week, and Speaker Paul Ryan hopes to send it to the full floor by March 20th. But a number of Republican senators have come out against the measure, making its future in that chamber uncertain. Nell Abram, FSRN.